Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Cohen. General Motors is drawing up plans to become a profitable company again. GM is going to have to make some big changes if it hopes to survive, and among those changes, cuts in worker benefits. Day to Day's Madeline Brand is in Detroit for the auto show. She met with one retiree and his daughter to find out what those cuts might mean for them.
Let's not talk about cars for a moment. Let's talk about cartoons. Okay, comics, really. And in particular, the comic book character Wolverine. He's one of the X-Men, and he's Monica Pettiprin's favorite.
I'm too afraid to draw Wolverine right now. But my dad at my house when I was younger, my dad's really good at art, and he painted a giant Wolverine on my wall for me. So that was really cool.
Monica is an art student. She's 20 years old. Her dad, Mike Pettiprin, is a retired GM factory worker who has an artistic bent.
When I was in high school, I was the number one artist in my high school for 3 years running. All three of my kids can draw, but they make me look silly.
Unlike her dad, Monica is pursuing a living as an artist. She's at a private art college in downtown Detroit near GM's headquarters. In fact, GM is paying for part of Monica's education, about $800 a month. As part of its restructuring plans, though, GM says it will no longer offer scholarships to workers and their dependents. So that means Monica might not be able to stay in school.
It's just really tough because I know that, one, if they do go under and if my scholarship goes away, then I know that I'm going to have to quit for now and then try to find a job. Try.
Because, let's face it, there are not a lot of jobs out there right now. Michigan has the highest unemployment rate in the nation, nearly 10%. And under GM's restructuring plan, there will surely be more layoffs. Monica's dad, Mike, doesn't buy GM's claim that its labor costs are too high.
When I hired in General Motors, there were 600,000 workers. Now there's only 100,000. General Motors workers, and they're complaining about labor costs. Labor costs. They only have 1/6 the workforce, and they're complaining about labor costs.
It's not just the current workers, though, that GM pays for. It pays out billions of dollars in pensions and health care for retirees like Mike. It's something the company and the union have fought over the years. Mike says his pension will probably be cut in the next few months as the company pares down and restructures.
The thing of it is, it's a hard pill to swallow, but you have to swallow it sometimes. Sometimes you have to batten down the hatch and say, all right, let's dig in.
Mike's been retired for 11 years. He gets $2,500 a month from his pension. It's not enough to live on, he says, or pay his daughter's tuition. But even if his pension is cut and Monica loses her GM scholarship, Mike doesn't want her to quit. He says he'll find the $800 a month somehow. Maybe he'll save more, or maybe he'll cut back.
You got to have a little faith in me, because where there's a will, there's a way. Don't give up on your old man, because he ain't going to stop fighting until I'm young.
What do you think of that, Monica? I mean, you were saying you might take a year off and work, and your dad's saying don't.
Well, because the school costs so much money, and, like, I feel if I maybe work a little bit, it'll help get somewhere.
If she does manage to stay in school and graduate, Monica doesn't want to stay in Michigan. She says there's nothing here for her, no future. She says she wants to become an art teacher or a comic book artist. I'm Madeline Brand in Detroit.
From cars to trains, the future of Amtrak coming up on Day to Day from NPR News.